Hi, Kaylee. Thank you so much for joining us on the Real Estate Marketing Podcast. We're really happy to have you here and to hear all about you and what you're up to. We've already heard so many amazing things about you, and we're just really excited to connect. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
So the big question is this. How do real estate pros like us who didn't go to school for marketing sell our services in a truly authentic way, get connected with the right people at the right time, and still grow our businesses? That is the question, and this podcast will give you all the answers. Welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Podcast.
Hi, Cam and Casey. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Kaylee, I know you have such an expansive background in real estate and admin. There's so many cool things you're up to. Why don't you just tell our listeners, just about yourself and what you're up to and what you're doing in life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I sort of started in the real estate industry at the front desk of a Keller Williams office. I was answering phones and organizing, you know, contracts and looking at paperwork to make sure that everything was set and straight. And that really gave me my base for where I went. Mm-hmm. And so I went on to work for some real estate teams as admin, operations, listings, and that sort of thing. And then from there, what I'm doing now is I have my own real estate practice and I am coaching and consulting real estate agents.
Wow.
So that's what I'm doing now. Yeah.
What a shift. And how long ago did you start in the industry? Like front desk, front lines?
7 years.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's been a really cool journey and I feel like it's given me a kind of a unique perspective.
What do you think? Like, obviously most real estate professionals, most agents don't start on that other side of things. So you almost have like this, like you're in this like matrix of like double-edged like resources. Like, you know and understand what goes into this side of things, but you also understand what the agents are dealing with. So like, how do you feel that has benefited you so far?
It's given me the perfect position to be an operations coach. So when people call me and they're like, hey, can you work with me? I need marketing help. I need operations help. I'm like, absolutely. I can help you. Here's the thing. I'm not going to look at your numbers and say, did you make your calls today? Did you follow up with that client today? My goal is to make sure that your business is A, running like a business. Mm-hmm. And then B, make sure that your operations are in place. So like I call it the if-thens. If this happens, mm-hmm. then what happens, right? And then third would be, I now have 7 years of real estate marketing experience. So now I can take that and teach people how to use Facebook, how to use their technology kind of thing. So it's given me a huge leg up to start from the bottom and work up.
For sure. Well, and I remember that you had said that the importance of organic kind of a social media posting and building a following that way.
Yes, absolutely. So that's something that I started when I realized I was going to start my coaching and consulting and my real estate practice. It actually all happened at once. Mm-hmm. And so I started, I created an Instagram and a Facebook page for my real estate practice. And I started posting stuff before I even got my license. And the way I got away with it was I called it aspiring realtor. Like, one day I'd like to be a realtor. And that was my handle across the board. And so I would upload content, local content. Like, I went to a coffee shop, I posted it. If I was doing work on, a patio while I ate, I'm taking a picture of the food and saying, here's where I am locally, you know, and tagging that business. And so I used that in like, if we went swimming, local swimming, then I would take a picture of, you know, the nature and tag that spot. And so it was me building up what I like to call this one-to-one content so people could get to know me, but also get to know the area, right? Mm-hmm. So positioning myself as a market expert before I even hit the market kind of thing.
That's amazing. It's like you had all this momentum built up that would just literally catapult you towards where you are now.
That's the goal. Yeah, because it's kind of like what you guys do. I mean, if you were to just start a podcast today and have no content and say something happened where you didn't have time to record this week and you didn't have anything else, right? Mm-hmm. there's nothing there. But if you build up that content, then people have something to go look at. So if one week you didn't post, you have a ton of content already there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, stuff for people to go back to.
Yeah, and I think like we owe it to people. Like if you're starting something, if you're like putting content out there, having the ability to consistently do that and then people can trust you is like huge. Like 7 years, for example, of you being in the industry, and I don't know how long you've been posting, but it's like, you know, consistently sharing with people, this is what I believe in, this is what I'm committed to. Over the long run, people start to fall in love with you. They know you, they like you, and they trust you, which is obviously the goal of every business and every entrepreneur. It's like, that's how they build meaningful relationships and help serve more people.
Absolutely. And that's where I was actually talking to a client about this today. That's where building your personal brand comes in, right? So I have a personal Facebook page. I have a personal Instagram, which actually has markedly more followers than my real estate Instagram, right? But what I do is I cross post. So if I've got something cool going on in my personal life and it sort of somehow connects, then I'm going to put that in my stories of my business page and back and forth, right? Because they really, consumers, it's gotten away from this big idea of like, I need to know a business. And now they want to know you as the business owner, because now we're not really connecting face to face anymore, right? We're connecting on the internet. So if you have a business and you don't have your CEO tagged, right, on your Instagram page, nobody knows who that is and they don't have a chance to connect. But what if they were there? How much more can somebody connect with your brand by connecting to the CEO or to the people who work there, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's about building not only a personal brand, but a web of all of your businesses, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. I can just like see that. I'm like, that is so cool.
Man, that is gold right there.
I know Cam has some like juicy questions he wants to get into, but I have just one more about what you're talking about. How do you manage your time to be able to do all that? Because like social media posting, doing all that stuff, we all know is like pretty important, especially in today's day and age. But like, how do you make time for it? What do you do? What does your schedule look like?
That is such a good question. Well, the first answer is, you know, I have to build it in. There's no excuses. It must be built into your schedule somewhere. If you're going to build a brand or a personal brand, there's gotta be time put into it. So for me, what does that look like? If say my daughter's at school and I've ended my work day and I have from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I'm not spending that on personal time. I'm on my phone responding to people online. Mm-hmm. Now you can also use some apps and stuff to help you. There's this one company that I use for Instagram follow-up, and it's called Instagram 180. And what that does is it allows me to comment and like on anywhere from like 50 to 100 people within 30 minutes.
Wow.
And all I have to do is set up in this program, we'll say 10 hashtags that I really want to look at. And then it's going to bring up 10 people that I want to comment on and heart and like their information. And what happens is other people see your awesome comments and they follow you quickly.
Right.
So
Instagram 180, you said?
Instagram 180. Oh, yeah, man, that's one of cool. The...
We got to implement
that.
Yeah. It has changed my Instagram everything, honestly. It built me from 0 followers to about 145 followers in less than a month.
Whoa. And organic followers, like people who actually want to follow you and who are absolutely actually passionate about learning more about you. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. You bet. Yeah. And then of course, the other thing would be this idea of cross-posting, right? So if I'm posting something on Facebook, it's going on Instagram stories and LinkedIn stories and Twitter posts. And you know what I mean? So I try to divvy up the content as well so that I'm using one piece of content in 10 different places. Does that make sense?
Plan that totally. It's like Gary Vee talks a lot about that. How can you take a video, put or a blog and chunk it up and break it down into like 20 pieces? So how do you distribute that? Is it a manual distribution that you're, you know, setting time aside to do, or using some sort of software or tech?
So just want to speak to Gary Vee. He's my hero. So yes, that's where the idea comes from. And as far as management, so right now I'm in that delicate balance between needing to hire leverage and, you know, it's we're almost there. So right now I am manually cutting stuff up. I'm making the videos. I'm doing the teasers. I use Adobe Rush for my videos. And that has been a really easy way to edit and get them out quickly. And then I use my phone to screenshot pictures of videos, and I use that on Instagram. And so what I do is, just like Gary Vee preaches, one piece of long form content, cut it up, make pictures, make videos, make teasers, and push it.
Gotcha.
Best way.
Boom. Mic drop right there.
I think that's one of our, that's going to be our teaser. So
yeah, you got it. That's going to be the teaser. <That's awesome. laughs>
Do it.
Amazing. Well, I mean, you know, I'm curious. So we talk a lot about the techniques and tactics to grow, to build an organic following. And, you know, speaking as someone who has seen both sides of the industry, you know, what do you think it is about people that newly get into real estate that maybe don't have the background and experience that you do, why they struggle?
That is a really good question. I think the struggle comes from being afraid to put oneself out there. I think it starts with, well, I don't think my content's that good. Well, I don't think my copy reads very well. Well, what if they don't like it? Stop that. Stop caring whether people like it or not and put it out, because I tell you what, there are people who like it. I'm dealing with a client right now, and she's a realtor, and she has this huge affinity for gardening. And she's like, no one wants to see my gardening pictures. What are you saying? No, they want to see your gardening pictures. And she started posting them, and people are loving it. So she's going to start a gardening Facebook page, and she's going to garner more real estate leads from this gardening Facebook page as she builds it. So I think that another answer to that question, Cam, would be focus on other things that you like, because there are people who will connect with you that way. So for me, I love real estate exteriors. I'm really into these black Gothic houses with copper piping right now. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and I'm really into, I love the copper. I said piping, I meant guttering. And so it has inspired me to create, and I have not done it yet, it is in the plan, a beautiful houses, Northwest Arkansas Facebook page. How many people who own beautiful houses in Northwest Arkansas are going to want to join that page?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably all of them, especially if I'm featuring houses on a weekly, monthly basis, right? And that's something that I love is architecture, but focus on things that you relate to at a high level and it'll change your business.
So it literally sounds like it's like if you were to approach people and say, I'm a real estate agent, I help you buy and sell houses. People have heard that so many times and they're like, great, so what? It's the same thing with our business. We do marketing and it's like, we can't just reach out to people and be like, hey, we're going to help you build your business through marketing. They're like, great. Even if it's the best product in the world, even if you're the best realtor in the world, it just does not speak to that part of that brain that is connected to that human emotion. And especially now, it's like people just need that so much more. So how can you leverage your own personal passions, do more of that thing that you love so you can be a better human, but also use that on social to get in front of more people that are actually going to connect with you on a deeper level based on your qualities, based on your what you love, rather than just you trying to sell them a house.
Absolutely. So another way that I'm integrating what you just said was my love for videography. So I go to local restaurants and businesses and I create shorts anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute about how awesome that business is. And I'll shoot video of the food and I'll explain, you know, I'm at this business in Northwest Arkansas. It has this. This is so awesome. Check out the decor, kind of like a food reviewer almost. And then I'll post those long form videos and I will tag those businesses so that they get more business. But what happens is that everybody who's searching for that business now sees my business. right? And then what that's going to turn into eventually, again, this is on my business plan for the year. So it's, we're not there yet, but that's going to turn into a business to business lead generation tool. It's going to be, hey, I'm going to come to do your videography, you know, do a video for your business once a quarter. In return for that, I would love to receive a lead once a quarter of somebody who wants to buy or sell real estate, right?
Wow. Now that is nuggets for the real estate marketing podcast. Like that is, I've never heard of anything like that, to be honest. I think that's brilliant. The other day, you're welcome. The other day we interviewed somebody and he gave us a really cool strategy and he shared, it's just like things, people are getting so creative nowadays and I love it. He's like, he dropped off, like he went and bought like 30 cases of beer and went around his neighborhood and dropped off the beer to like at his client's doorsteps and just texted them and said, hey, I dropped off a gift for you. Just check it out. It's outside your doorstep, but you got to enjoy it while FaceTiming someone else. So it's like, that's so cool. Like understanding that marketing in and of itself traditionally would be like newspaper or ads. And, you know, in some degree it still is, but it's like this new revolution of like people connecting on this whole new level.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling my clients. And I call it the get away from the used car salesman tactics. That's what I call it. Please stop. Stop asking people to call you now because they're not going to, you know. How about telling them, hey, come see my new gardening video. And then they're gonna be like, well, what does she do? And go back to your Facebook page and then go to your website. I mean, people know how to research and find. Draw them in, right?
Yeah. They're smart. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's amazing what people will find about you when you connect with them. Sometimes I'll connect with someone and they know things about me that I didn't know that were out there. I mean, but are positive and affluent. And it's just amazing to see the influence that you have in someone's life when you put yourself out there as who you are and your interests rather than what you do. Mm. And then they connect to that aspect of you. And when they've connected to that part of you, they just want to know everything about you and be a part of your life. And if that means partnering with you in business, then they will.
And business looks so different now. It doesn't look as transactional as it used to be. Like business is like, you want to go into business with people you love and appreciate. And you can have conversations like this and, you know, hang out and obviously get down to business, do the things you need to do, but literally like connect on that deeper level.
I totally agree with you. And it's, I mean, that's, people are craving it. We've been stuck in our houses for a year, essentially.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, where are we going for interaction? We're going to our phone. It may. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, almost.
it's amazing because a lot of people that we speak with, they're like, this has been the best year for them, like in business, especially.
I have to agree. I mean, I thought it was going to be quite devastating, but it's turned out to be amazing for me and my family. So yeah, I think that some of that comes from being thankful for what you have.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Even in a hard time, even though I'm locked in a house, look, I've got a business I'm running and my daughter's eating food. Like I'm thankful, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, and I also, you know, acknowledge you because you're also taking action and not just little steps, but you're taking massive action in your life and your business. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of people over the last 8 months and some of them, they're just like battening down the hatches. They're like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything in my business.
I'm not spending any money
and I'm just going to wait this out. But those are the people that aren't going to make it. But the people that are still taking action now, still investing in themselves and their business, those are the people that are going to come out on top when this is over.
Absolutely. And I would just take that a step further to say that an investment in your business does not necessarily look like money, right? It could look like your time. Because for me, it could take me 30 minutes to an hour to go eat at a restaurant and then videotape it. And then another 30 minutes to an hour to edit that video. So that's 2 hours of billable time, essentially, that I'm giving back to myself to create more money. So that video doesn't cost me a dime to run it, with the exception of what it costs for my phone every month, right? So it could be an investment of time. Maybe you're sleeping too much, you know, maybe you're not getting up early enough. Maybe you need a time block because you're spending way too much time putting an email together that's good enough right now. Send it. Stop it. Right. You know what I mean? Totally. So it could just look like that. like rearrange your schedule to meet your goals.
Well, because you either have, there's, you know, time and money, and you either have more of one than the other. And whichever one you have more of, leverage it.
Amen.
Yeah, and Grant Cardone says people don't have time and money because they don't invest time and money. So if you're complaining about the thing you don't have, you got to actually invest more of that to get more of what you want. It's just like so mind-blowing and amazing to see that when we do it in our own life, like when we invest in courses, when we invest time with people like yourself, we grow significantly. And then our partners, our peers, they grow as well.
Amen. Isn't that a good feeling?
Oh yeah. I'm getting like goosebumps.
Yeah. Totally. It is such a, like that feeling of sharing, being of service.
Yeah, like, it's totally
amazing. And, you know, Kayla, you had mentioned that you know, you're a coach and you really help people develop this, you know, incredible aspect of their business and their life. You know, I'm curious, like, what is some advice that you would give to someone who's looking to start a career in real estate?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say don't give up. That is like the most solid advice I can give you. Don't give up, and you are doing good enough, right? Like, if you're trying to create, we'll start, since we're on a marketing podcast, we're looking at marketing. So you're working on marketing. I hear so many of my clients say, oh, it's not as good as yours. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been doing this for 7 years, my friend. You got to start somewhere. And you know what? The people who know and love you anyway. So just get used to pushing the content and stop. Don't give up, right? Don't stop. I heard on a podcast the other day, they were talking about like the biggest issue that entrepreneurs have, not just realtors, but entrepreneurs have, is that bell curve. And, you know, when they get to the bottom and they need to go back up, they're stuck and then that's where they give up. But if you can just give yourself the amount of time to grow that little bit longer, you will get there, right?
Absolutely.
So for me, the advice is don't give up.
I love that.
That's great.
Something we're committed to and every day remind ourselves is 1% a day. That's it. Like at the end of the day, yeah, when we're, you know, laying in bed, when we're complete and we've done what we need to do and we've done what we could and didn't do what we didn't do, did I do that 1%? Did I get 1% better? And it's like, yeah, okay, I did.
Absolutely. So at Keller, we use the 80-20 rule. Mm. So did you get your 20% done? The 20% that if you do it, the rest of it, may not matter, probably won't matter, right?
Right.
So for me, if I've done that 20% today, I'm doing good. If I went above and beyond, heck yeah, I got there. That's awesome, you know?
Is there like a standard 20% that is like, these are the important things to do daily? Is that like across the board standard, or is that just like your own goals that you set for yourself?
I don't think that there's a standard necessarily, but I think it always starts with lead gen. 9 to 11 lead gen, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. You're 11 a.m.
11 all day.
Going hard.
Listen, Kaylee, that's too much. from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., you're making your calls. You know, though, that would be the number one standard, at least across the board here. But as far as like, what do you need for your business? It depends on what your strategy is for the year. What does your business plan say? My business plan says I need to be making a video every week.
Right.
What does yours say? You know what I mean?
And so you said lead gen. So let's dive a little bit into that, because you've been in the industry long enough to see all sorts of things, to understand what the good and the bad and the ugly. So, you know, can you share a little bit about your experience with that aspect of real estate?
Yeah. So realtors spend a lot of money on lead gen, a lot of money on lead gen. There's a lot of really awesome businesses that you can pay. They will give you a website and they'll send you leads based on the money that you spent. Mm-hmm. But I think what's vastly underrated in real estate is, again, that personal connection. Mm-hmm. You could spend a lot less money pushing an ad on Facebook and getting, or not organic leads, they are paid for, but much more organic leads than what you're going to get through a third party that is pushing their own brand.
I think we all know what you're talking about here.
Right. There's a couple of them, but I think you guys get the idea.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I feel my average lead is about $2 right now a piece, whereas some of those bigger companies that we aren't talking about are about $40 a lead.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're not even right? your leads.
They're not, because yeah. they're being shared with other people.
So everyone's calling them. The leads are getting around.
They're getting around. So if you, you know, if you do a more direct approach, and here's the thing, Facebook has all kinds of free training.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And so does YouTube, right? So if you can take a few of those courses and manage to get you a paid ad out and get those leads directly into your database and not from somebody else's, that'll give you a leg up. It'll be a lot cheaper.
Oh, for Absolutely. Sure. Well, I mean, it's funny because we offer a course actually that trains agents on how to do their own Facebook ads. And we also have a training on the back end for follow-up and conversion for social media leads.
Yes, amen. They need you.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly. And it's just like some of the challenges that we've seen is like people just group like lead gen, so to speak, into one category without understanding that like there's authentic ways you can communicate with people. You can literally generate exclusive conversations for yourself, follow up with them, and they're real people. They're not robots that are clicking on your ads. So just like, I love that you touched base on that and what you've seen and what's worked for you.
Yeah, one more thing I want to add to that would be this idea of creating an exclusive Facebook page. I mentioned it earlier, like the Beautiful mm-hmm. Houses one or the gardening one. The whole idea of that though, is that you don't let any other realtors onto that page, right?
Right.
Got it.
So that when people start interacting with you, Gary V style, right? You're going to jab them with a bunch of gardening stuff. Jab, jab, right. jab, jab, jab.
Hook.
Right. Hook. Here's this house I just listed with this incredible garden for sale. You know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah. no other realtors are on there to take that business.
Right. So you are literally creating your pool of ideal clients who love gardening and you're happy to talk about that stuff. And then you're like, boom, I sell houses. But that's like free. Once every 10 posts or something.
Yeah. And it's free.
I love that.
Well, and I think that that's really important too, because even on our end, like where we are in our own brand, our own company, when we run an ad and we bring new people in, we're more often than not just putting them into a Facebook group where we can talk to them about things unrelated to what we do exactly. so that we can build that relationship. So whether someone's finding us organically or coming through a paid source, we just want to build a connection with them and actually have a relationship that builds into the future.
Consistently add value. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. 10x that as much as you think you should be. 10x.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. So we talk a lot about success. So I have a question for you, and it kind of goes with kind of the theme for 2020 for a lot of people, but what would you say is the biggest challenge you're facing right now, and how do you plan to overcome it?
That's a really good question. I feel like the biggest challenge for all realtors right now is a lack of listings. Inventory is a huge problem across the board right now, as you guys may know.
Oh yeah.
And I have already thought about that strategy, and it's going to be that business to business strategy that I told you about earlier for the videos. Mm-hmm. So my strategy around that will be, when I approach these business owners, we're going to have conversations about how come listing with me is essentially, it'll be a mini listing appointment, so that they can see what I can do. They'll see my Facebook, they'll see the videos I'm gonna make, they're gonna see the flyers that I can make, you know, so that they can see that I'm gonna add value to the leads that they give me. And they know that I'm a listing superstar because I've been marketing for 7 years.
Yeah.
That's how I plan to get them. That's the best way, using my skill set that I know how to obtain new business. Other than that, I'm going to be pushing a lot of marketing about what makes a good agent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually just entered a contest for our local board of realtors, and it was create a video about what it means to be an agent.
Wow.
And so I'm going to use that video, because in that I'm talking about, I'm not selling a home. I'm selling life. in Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I'm selling walks on a trail. I'm selling the best restaurants. I'm selling awesome schools. I think in the video I said Friday night lights at some of the best schools in the country, right?
That's great.
And so I'm going to be not focused on like, hey, let me sell your house. I want to be focused on, hey, how am I, how are you, how are we together going to add value in this community? How is this community going to add value to you?
Wow.
That's how I'm going to try to. I got like goosebumps just when you were talking about, you know, you're not selling a home, you're selling a trail, you're selling life, you're selling like the birth of your new, these people's new children, you're selling like homemade organic meals. I'm just like, wow, like just blown away and just remembering the value and the importance that a beautiful home has in our life.
Yeah.
Like we've lived in less than ideal places and we've lived in luxury spaces. And it's just like your level of production, your elevation, who you are in life just shifts when you're in a space that can hold space for you to grow.
Absolutely. And not only the space that you're in, but the space that your home is in, your community. What exactly. is that? What are you about to move into? Mm. I want to be able to tell you that in a really easy, understandable way, you know, and not in a come by my house for it just, you know, mark down $10,000, come buy it
right.
kind of way, you know, in a less used car salesy kind of way.
Absolutely. Wow. It's amazing.
Okay. I gotta ask, you're obviously, you know, a very motivated person, you know, you get a lot done, you're on this track to success, not just in your business, but in life and beyond. So who would you say are the three people who have been most influential to you on this journey?
So that's a really good question. There have been so many mentors that I've had over the last 7 years, but if I could, I want to add value to your listeners. So I'm going to pick three big names that I think are super valuable to me. So first and foremost, would be Gary Keller. The Millionaire Real Estate Agent book has changed my business and the businesses of all of my clients. Mm-hmm. From lead generation to managing your money to time blocking your time, to whom do we market and when. I mean, it's the handbook, y'all. And so MREA would be, and Gary Keller, he's such an uplifting person. He started at the bottom as well. He started at the bottom. And then I don't know if you guys know who Mo Anderson is, but she is now over Coulter for Keller Williams. And she's a woman from Oklahoma who she grew up in the during the Dust Bowl. I don't want to put a specific year on it because I don't want to be offensive. But she grew up, you know, she was wearing potato sacks for clothes.
Wow.
And she is now a multimillionaire. And so she donates giant pianos to schools, these beautiful, she used to be a music teacher before she got into real estate. She's an amazing person. And I love her and her book. I think it's called A Joy-Filled Life, because she's a person I want to be. I came from nothing. And I want to be her one day. I want to be able to give back to single parents and teach them that they can do it too. I want to be able to help people at Christmas time, like who can't buy their kids Christmas presents, like during COVID right now, there's so many people that need help.
Right.
Right. So Mo Anderson, read her book. It's amazing.
Oh, we will.
And yes. And then Gary Vaynerchuk.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a huge influence in my life. His podcast, his books. He's got a mouth on him, but
he's great. He gives it to you.
He's great. Yeah. And his advice is priceless. So those would be the big three for me.
Wow. Got it. Thank you.
Well, you know, I think that's actually the perfect segue into our lightning round. Okay. Ooh, so cue lightning round sound. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Deep breaths. All right. So right now, what is the book you recommend people should read?
I would say MREA.
Awesome.
Millionaire Real Estate Agent. Learn it, love it, do it.
Who do you admire the most right now?
right now. And this is sort of off topic.
That's okay.
But I really admire Gen Z right now. Mm-hmm. I think that those guys are gonna be something. Mm-hmm. They're really young, but they're making huge political moves right now, and they're using the internet to do it, and it is so cool to watch.
Yeah. So
I admire Gen Z right now. I think they're doing awesome.
That's great.
I love it.
That.
Love it.
Okay. What is the thing that you are most afraid of?
Cool. Anything negative to happen to my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So afraid, business afraid would be different, but in my life, man, I'm her protector, I'm her provider, and just, you know, anything would happen to that baby girl, I don't know what would happen to the rest of me. So
wow.
That's what I'm most afraid of.
You're a super mom.
That's amazing. What have you done that you're most proud of?
The last 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't necessarily know this story, but 7 years ago, I became a single parent and was very close to homeless. Mm-hmm. And so when I got the temp job at the front desk at Keller Williams answering phones, I was so thankful. You don't even know. It was like a new day, a new career. I had previously been a firefighter, and I had also worked in like a multitude of call centers in between that time. But it was just so different. And these people here were so kind to me. Mm. And so I would say my greatest achievement is going from nothing to something.
Wow. I want to cry. Like, just listening. My heart is so full and just connecting with your story. I know this is lightning round, but I'm just, I got to say, I'm like, if I feel something, I got to say it. I'm just like so honored to hear your story and to just know who you are and to just get like the level of conviction that you bring to your life. It's so, so refreshing and just so beautiful. So I really admire you today the most.
You're making my whole day. Thank you so much. It means the world to me for you to say that.
Yeah, absolutely, Kelly. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, you can continue now.
Sorry, Cam.
You got stuff to say too.
That was beautiful. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. And thank you so much for really having such an open heart and being so honest. And it's really, I know it's just going to make people fall in love with you even more.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I'm so sorry, Casey. I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
My whole goal in life is to use that story to help people. So it is absolutely my pleasure. I hate to say single moms, but I am a single mom, but single parents in general, to just know that they're not stuck and they do not have to be a statistic. There's no rules that say that means that your life's done. We've got it. We can do it. So
it's only going the way that you say it is.
Preach. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Now this may seem like a funny question, but at what age do you want to retire?
45.
Mm.
That's great.
I have a 7-year plan, so 45.
Perfect.
Boom.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think I'm gonna really retire. I love working, but I intend to have financial independence by 45.
Got it. Mm. That's clear. I like that. So, Kaylee, do you believe in fate?
I believe in faith.
Mm. Love that.
Yeah.
And what does freedom mean to you?
Freedom. Well, it depends on what sort of freedom we're talking about. But overall, freedom to me means financial freedom. Hmm. The ability to not have to have an 8-to-5, as it were, but maybe I can just not work one day and spend the whole day with my daughter. You know what I mean? Or maybe I have the freedom to take a quarterly vacation with her. You know what I mean? Or maybe I can buy her that dream car when she becomes a senior and deserves it. You know what I mean? So that's what freedom is to me. It's just the ability to be the best mom I can be.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you're doing it. You're doing it already. You are the best mom just by that intention.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, on that note, that concludes the lightning round. So
you did
it. You did great. I think that the lightning struck our hearts today.
Yeah, basically.
Thank you very much. It makes my whole day.
So, you know, before we wrap up the interview, you know, I do want to check in with you. You know, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners, you know, the people that are watching this right now? You know, is there anything you want to say to them?
I want to say, you've got this. If you're in real estate and you're doing marketing or just in business and doing marketing, just put it out. Stop second guessing yourself. You're going to grow as you go, right? And then lastly, if you need any help with marketing or real estate operations, give me a call. estate in general.
So where can people find you?
My website is Julo, that's J-U-L-O, realestate.com. And my coaching services are also on that website. And it links to Facebook and everywhere else. So that's where you find me.
Amazing.
Excellent. Well, we'll be sure to direct people there.
Yes. Thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Kaylee. It's been such a pleasure. I beat you to it.
You did.
It's been such a pleasure to connect with you, to understand who you are, what you're about, and like your commitment to serve the world, your community, and your people, and of course, your daughter. You're just such an inspiration. And again, we're so grateful to have connected. And I know that this is the beginning of a beautiful partnership and relationship and us working together and creating. And I want to thank everyone for listening, spending their time with us. And we hope that you've definitely got some awesome nuggets here.
Thank you so much, you guys. This has been an awesome experience. And absolutely, let's work together some more.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, thanks so much again for being on the show, Kaylee. And I'm sure that this is just the first of many interviews for you.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you, Cam. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. Take care.